With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. So much of the country remains trapped, held in the grip of a dangerous heat wave.
The National Weather Service cautions it will remain dangerously hot across the Tennessee and southern Ohio valleys and the mid-Atlantic following steaming hot weather from Missouri to Pennsylvania. In Chicago, residents looked for ways to cope with record-breaking temperatures in the high 90s and heat index values over 110 degrees Fahrenheit.
It is a very hot day.
Merrill Davy Hawthorne was handing out cold bottles of water on the Chicago streets.
We have approximately 4,000 bottles of water that were donated by the community of St. Sabina.
Some schools were letting out early or canceling class due to heat and power outages. Relief is expected with cooler temperatures forecast for the upper Midwest to the Great Lakes region. I'm Jennifer King.
Along with the heat, violent storms pummeled Michigan. At one point, more than 350,000 utility customers left without power. Also at SRNNews.com, as Republican vice presidential candidate Senator J.D. Vance campaigns today in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, the Democratic ticket is on the road in a southern battleground state.
Kamala Harris will be campaigning on a bus tour today in Georgia and some of the more rural areas of the state. She will sit down with CNN's Dana Bash for her first interview as the nominee, but it won't be a solo live interview. It will be a joint appearance with running mate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and the interview will be pre-taped. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
The Harris-Walz interview scheduled to air 9 p.m. Eastern Thursday on CNN. Israel has launched a major military operation in the West Bank that killed 9 Palestinians identified by the Israelis as terrorists. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 38 points. NASDAQ futures off 13. The S&P futures 4 points in the red. This is SRN News. A new report on evangelism in North America.
The Lausanne Movement's State of the Great Commission study reveals some troubling facts. For one thing, over 50% of pastors say their congregation considers spreading the gospel to be optional. And only about one-third of those clergymen say they think their parishioners believe that they're actually prepared to evangelize if the mood strikes them. These findings seem to explain, in part, the decline in Christianity all across North America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood is challenging Missouri over a new law that kicked the organization out of the Medicaid program. Planned Parenthood Great Plains and Planned Parenthood Great Rivers filing complaints with the state's Administrative Hearing Commission. At issue is a new measure. It would ban Medicaid funding from going to Planned Parenthood. The law aims to make it illegal for Missouri's Medicaid program to reimburse Planned Parenthood for carrying out abortions on the state's low-income women. This is SRN News. The high cost of caring for children and the elderly has become a hot topic in the presidential race.
Families are looking for relief from the high cost of caring for children. On this topic, the Democratic and Republican tickets for president have one main commonality. Both Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump have supported a higher child tax credit. As one of her first campaign policy announcements, Harris said that she had worked to expand the tax credit as much as $3,600 per child and $6,000 in a baby's first year. Trump has declined to say how he would make caregiving more affordable this time around. But Congress expanded the child tax credit when he was president, and his running mate supports doing it again. In Washington, I'm Bernie Bennett.
A San Diego police officer has been killed, another officer critically injured, when a speeding vehicle crashed into their patrol car. The speeding driver was also killed. Police chief says a couple of other vehicles were involved as well, but those drivers not injured. More details at SRNNews.com.